The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Knows why they're dead.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. It's Thursday, April 10th, episode 1633 of The Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins.
I'm here, Brian Barrett.
Tax day is in 5 days, and Easter is in 11 days. I'm hearing something. What was that? Okay. Easter is in 11 days. Tax day is in 5 days. So you better be going to TurboTax or what's the one that's in Walmart? You know, you can go down the little tax places. What's
Jackson Hewitt?
H&R Block? Are
maybe.
They, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jackson, maybe. Yeah. It's Throwback Thursday today. I don't know what we're throwing it back to, but conference finals are over. The NCAA championships are all taken care of.
I got home for the – and I had forgotten it was on. You know, we did a ball game on Monday night. And when I got home, I flipped over, and there was like a couple of minutes left. It was a pretty exciting ending.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish Houston had been able to get off a shot.
Yeah, that was a weird play.
Yeah, but he did the right thing after he didn't let it get blocked, but then he couldn't touch the ball again. So, but they just stood there, and that was it. So, we've got a good show today. I've got some interesting things to throw at you today.
Oh, really? Do you?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to read them to you. It's a little quiz for you, really.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's kind of early for a quiz.
Well, it's not hard. Okay.
Okay.
These are 50 chatting abbreviations.
Chatting, okay.
All right. So think carefully.
Like, is this like texting?
Some of them, but some of them maybe like just in note writing. I mean, it can be. Okay. I'm going to start out easy for you. Okay.
Okay.
LOL.
Laugh out loud.
Okay. Oh, good. You got one. BRB.
Be right back.
Oh, you're on a roll. OMG.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Wow. You're breezing through this. IDK.
I don't know.
BTW.
By the way, I use that one a lot.
Oh, you know, and what's so really good, you're doing this without actually seeing it, which I think would be harder, you know.
It is. I happen to visualize it.
IMO.
In my opinion?
He has not missed one yet, folks. And you can play at home, too, by the way, or in the car. IMHO.
I am, in my humble opinion?
Yes. Number 9. LMK. This might be a little difficult. This might be.
Let me know.
Oh, no, he just blew right by it. Oh, no, he can't do that one. TBH.
To be honest?
Uh-huh. SMH. Ooh.
SMH. Shaking my head.
Yeah. Golly. Boy, if this had been a game, Dalton would be proud of you. BFF.
Best friend forever.
Yeah. TMI.
Too much information.
FYI.
For your information.
Right. IDC.
IDC.
I'll give you a hint. First word is I.
Well, thanks. Well, I mean, got that.
IDC.
I don't care?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That one was hard.
Oh, you think that's hard?
Oh, great.
ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
No, just say you just blew it away. YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO.
I'll give you a hint. Okay. First letter is Y.
Thanks.
Oh, you want the word? Okay, U. Yeah.
YOLO.
Mm-hmm. We may have stumped him, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
The answer is you only live once.
Oh, okay.
FOMO. Now, these are some I've never heard either. First word is fear.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah. I can't really give you that one. I will. GTG.
Mm.
Got.
Got to go?
Mm-hmm. I-L-Y.
I love you?
Oh, I didn't know. Thank you. And one more. I'm going to keep doing this at the next segment, too.
Great.
Yeah. I-K-R.
I.
Uh-huh.
Something, something.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
I know, right. Gotcha.
Okay, more to come. Boy, you're doing great on this. 617, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at the chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon under partly sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. West-southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 46 degrees. West-northwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah. We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Since 1940, Roscoe Brown has not just been about keeping your home at the perfect temperature. We're about ensuring peace of mind with reliable, expert maintenance that keeps your system running smoothly year-round. Why wait for a breakdown when our preventative maintenance can save you time and money? With Roscoe Brown and Carrier, you get more than just a service. You get a commitment to excellence. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown and Carrier and never worry about your HVAC system again. RoscoeBrown.com.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
I tip my cap to you, sir.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Speaking of tipping our cat, tip our cap to her.
The Wake Up Crew. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
An emotional Luka Doncic put on a show in his return to Dallas.
And now the Lakers are up 105-94. Do not get complacent, and that guy won't shake in his head. Not tonight, Dallas. I'm a member of the Lakers, and we're going away with a victory.
You just heard all on Lakers television. Doncic ended with 45 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Lakers topped the Mavericks 112-97. James Harden scored 35 points to go along with 10 assists as the Clippers cruised past the Rockets 134-117. Ivica Zubac also recorded his first career triple-double. OKC eliminated the Suns from the playoffs with a 125-112 win led by Jalen Williams, who ended with 33 points. In Major League Baseball, Trey Turner hit the go-ahead homer and the Phillies held on 4-3 against the Braves. The Blue Jays topped the Red Sox 2-1 in 11 innings, and the Dodgers edged the Nationals 6-5.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? Well, MTE's Pro Solar Program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them activate their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation. Visit mte.com/prosolar. And I got to remind you, don't forget about the Earth Day celebration, which is Saturday, April 26th. 10 a.m. to 2. So that's going to be a fun day for everybody. And the good news is, you know, that big word, it's free.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, I could see that. We were talking about, we've got about 20 more of these little symbols, abbreviations for you.
They're getting really hard.
They're going to get really hard. They're going to get real intense. So just want to give you a little warning there that it's not going to be quite as, you know, good as you might think it is.
So do we do 30 of them really already?
I think, let's see. I think we did 30.
Wow.
No. We only done 22.
Okay.
There's 50 of them. You want me to give you another couple?
Sure.
AFK.
Mm.
First word is away.
AFK. Away. I don't know.
Away from the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
DM. I'm going to DM you.
Yeah, I'm going to slide into my DMs, my direct message.
Uh-huh. And PM.
The opposite of AM?
No.
Private message?
Private message. Now we're halfway through. So you didn't do too badly. That wasn't great, but wasn't great as the first hour, but first time. All right. Jill Mason is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a great boss and being supportive of her staff. Jill Mason's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Jill. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or just head over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways you can get in your good neighbors to us. Also, a reminder that the Birthday Club is wide open for you, so you can call or text in names this morning and let us know who is celebrating out there, and they could win the banana pudding from Slick Pig, but they get their name announced on the air regardless, so let us know who's celebrating. Well, today we've got a foodie, National Cinnamon Croissant Day. It's also Golfer's Day, so get out and play some golf. But it's also National Hug Your Dog Day.
Aww.
My lovable ladybug.
Yeah, okay. All right, back to work song for after spring break. Is one from an old timer, Pete Seeger,
Tom
with John Henry.
Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee, and he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel.
Okay, 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Go back to work.
Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Right, a hammer's gonna be.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A disturbing story of neglect in Memphis, where police have arrested and charged a woman after finding six vulnerable adults living in inhumane conditions on a bus that was also towing several goats. The Shelby County District Attorney's Office confirmed Wednesday night that one of those vulnerable passengers has died, reports WMC. Officers responded to a medical call at the Goodyear shop on Union Avenue. When they arrived, they discovered a yellow bus and a trailer that held three live goats. Inside the bus, officers say five of the passengers were intellectually disabled and one was suffering from dementia. The caregiver, 61-year-old Bernice Lee Jarrett, had been staying in hotels, leaving those passengers unattended overnight. Jarrett is charged with six counts of neglect of a vulnerable adult. Police say all six were living in inhumane conditions without food or water.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
City leaders in Lebanon say you can have too much of a good thing, in this case, outdoor murals. About 10 years ago, the Wilson County Business Bureau started a project to place 10 murals across Wilson County to expand tourism and the arts countywide. But in downtown Lebanon, 12 murals were painted. Now the Historic Preservation Commission says this needs to stop. At Tuesday night's council meeting, the Historic Preservation Commission suggested the council halt painting more murals in downtown Lebanon. Officials say they will consider restrictions in future meetings. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 27 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. And don't forget, Good Neighbor events coming up. We'll be checking the weather, checking traffic, and we'll have Rewind after we go back in time. Look back in history. It's a day in history on this date. We never do really plug that, but that's what's coming up today in history.
There's some pretty historical things.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. I haven't looked. Okay. That's why I'm not very good at it. Here we go. Chatting abbreviations. So far, Brian, you're shooting at about 92% right now, which is really, really good.
I'll take that.
But they don't get any easier.
Yeah, I figured the easy ones were early.
All right, here we go. Number 26 on the list. I just gave it to you. JK.
Just kidding.
Okay, so should that really count? NVM.
NVM.
Tuffy.
Mm.
Let me put it this way. NV represents one word.
Never mind.
Uh-huh. Correct. I don't know if it's counting. I'm giving you hints, but I think hints are okay.
Well, NVM.
Never.
It's not each letter representing a word.
I had to tell you that. Yeah. RN.
Right now?
Wow, that was quick. CWYL.
CWYL.
The W stands for with.
C. Oh. With your something.
What?
With your, is that the two middle words?
With your, with you.
With you. I don't know.
Chat with you later.
Oh, yeah.
BBS.
Be back soon.
Uh-huh. TTYS. Similar.
Talk to you soon.
Yes. TBA.
To be announced.
Yeah. TBD.
To be determined.
See, you're going great. GR8.
Great.
Mm-hmm. CU.
Like the letter C? It's
the letter C and a U.
Call you?
No, CU. CU. CU.
Oh, CU.
Yeah,
like CU.
Yeah.
Okay.
CUL8R.
CUALR?
CUL8R.
See you later.
Uh-huh. XOXO.
That's love, isn't it?
Well, hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
Okay. Have to count that as a wrong answer.
I gotcha.
HF.
Half fries?
Well, you're starting to decline now. Have fun.
Oh.
One more here. GL.
Good luck?
Yes. Okay. Not as bad as I thought you would do. You did pretty well.
I was thinking good looking, too.
Well, I don't know why you would have thought that.
Me either.
Okay, it's time for Today in History.
Turn your security.
I want to thank our friends over at Turner Security. You work with them on a regular basis. And
yeah, they help us out with a lot of computer stuff, too. They're really good at it.
Yeah. Where are they located?
Enon Springs Road, right off of Lowry. They're right there at the corner of Enon Springs and Lowry, right diagonally across from Bob's Barbecue.
Bob's Barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm, I love Bob. I love me some Bob's. Love me some Rick's.
Mm-hmm.
1849. On this day in history, the safety pin is patented by Walter Hunt. He sold the rights to it for $400.
Would be something I would do.
But
you know.
Well, yeah, but in 1849, $400 wasn't anything to sneeze at.
Well, yeah.
In 1912, RMS Titanic set sail for her maiden and final voyage. That's sad, isn't it? It's maiden and final voyage.
Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson throws out the first ball in a baseball game. Senators beat the Yankees 2-1.
He was the first president to do that, I think, wasn't he?
1947, Jackie Robinson becomes the first black player of the 20th century to sign a major league contract. He signed it with Brooklyn GM Branch Rickey and announced Dodgers had bought Robinson's contract from the Montreal Royals. In 1962, 52,564 fans attend the first major league game at LA's Dodgers Stadium at Chavez Ravine, a 6-3 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. That was when they moved to Los Angeles from Brooklyn. In 2014, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, starring Andrew Garfield, premieres in London. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. And in 2014, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and of course there's a billion of them, Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Kiss, Nirvana, Linda Ronstadt, Cat Stevens, The E Street Band, Brian Epstein, and Andrew Log Oldham. Let's see, that's Nirvana, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. He gets to pick on that one. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind 633.
This is CBS Rewind. April 10th, 1972.
All right, Popeye's here.
The French Connection cleaned up at the Oscars.
Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall.
It picked up five, including Best Actor for Gene Hackman.
What's my name?
And Best Picture.
You want a milkshake?
This date in 1981, the release of the werewolf movie.
What do you see?
The Howling.
It's an experience too terrifying for words.
It was the first of eight Howling movies. April 10th, 1985. The first night of Madonna's first concert tour in Seattle. I'm Brendan Brooks. And that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800 Progressive.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at the chance for showers and thunderstorms before noon under partly sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. West-southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, the chance for showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 46 degrees. West-northwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. Still dodging some rain showers out here in certain parts of the Nashville metro area, and especially east of Nashville and certain parts of Sumner County, Wilson County. Again, be careful. There is some showers out here. 24 is trying to load up just in the last few minutes. Westbound on 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up through the Antioch area. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's a lot of fun. Order online today with that menu at princeshotchicken.com. Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. You've heard Cliff Sharp on the radio talking about their family culture classes at Greenhouse Ministries. Those will be on the third Tuesday evenings of April through July. Now, the third Tuesday is not this Tuesday, but it's next week, April 15th, from 6 to 7:30 at Greenhouse Ministries, 307 South Academy Street. It's in the kitchen there. The Murfreesboro Breakfast Rotary Club's Barbecue Fest will be at Hop Springs on Saturday, April 26th. That's Saturday, April 26th. Oklahoma wraps up this weekend at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Oh, would you like to learn more about local history? Head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday. Yes, members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to share local history with you, and they'll answer your questions, too. It's all free. That's this Saturday from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro residents, did you know our city could receive $175 per person each year in state funding? That's why it's important to participate in the special census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Listing everyone in your household helps us qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and other services. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
No new taxes. No cost to you, just more to Murfreesboro. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh,
it's 21 before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew, and if you want to go to WGNSradio.com/listen, you can find out where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big GTV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. We're getting close to Easter, man. 10, 11 days? Yeah, 11 days till Easter. Really... Yeah. So I guess you got a big day planned?
I mean, we'll go to church that morning. I think Bobby and her.
Do you all eat at home during Easter?
Well.
You can't get in a restaurant. Really.
Generally, we don't because Dalton has to. He's got to work after to break down, because they do it at the middle school.
Mm, okay.
So they'll have to work all
that. That's unfortunate. Dad joke of the day. Cheer me up. That was kind of a downer. Cheer me up a little.
Well, this is a joke that was sent in from a texter, 0797.
Okay.
So here it is. 3 weeks ago, I sent my hearing aids in for repair.
Really?
I've heard nothing since.
Oh, that's a five.
A five.
Boy, don't you wish you'd have said that?
Yeah, I do.
You could have just stolen it from him. That's a five. Wow. Pretty good. Quick, too. 641, you're listening to more of The Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
CBS News Brief. A day after President Trump's U-turn on tariffs, the EU says it will hold off on higher taxes on American goods for 90 days. Economist David Wessel at the Brookings Institute.
We learned that the president is sensitive to the markets. He flinched. He blinked.
Not on China. He raised taxes on their goods to 125%.
We'll get new information on inflation next hour. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The government is releasing its March Consumer Price Index, and economists are expecting to see slower inflation growth of 2.6% after the CPI unexpectedly surged higher in February.
British scientists say they've come up with a test for prostate cancer that analyzes DNA to determine who's at greatest risk. They say it's much more accurate than checking PSA levels. CBS's Vicki Barker.
It could usher in a new era of home testing for this, the second most common cause of cancer deaths in American men.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County may soon see major traffic improvements near Smyrna High School as the Tennessee Department of Transportation and City of Smyrna move forward with plans to widen the intersection at Lee Victory Parkway and Bulldog Drive. The proposal includes constructing two 300-foot left turn lanes on Lee Victory Parkway and extending a right turn lane from the opposite side. These updates are aimed at alleviating congestion during peak school hours, improving safety and traffic flow for students, buses, and daily commuters. The project has gained further significance with Kroger expressing interest in property near the intersection, signaling potential commercial development. Once Smyrna officials approve the design, TDOT will conduct a final review and issue permits for construction to begin. And at the state level, a bill that would alleviate out-of-state driver's licenses issued to undocumented immigrants is now on its way to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Passed alongside party lines, the legislation, backed by Republican lawmakers from Franklin, targets licenses from states like Connecticut and Delaware that mark licenses issued to undocumented individuals. Supporters argue that the measure enhances road security by ensuring only lawful identification is accepted in Tennessee. Opponents, however, raise concerns about economic fallout, legal ambiguity, and civil liberties, calling the bill discriminatory and reminiscent of exclusionary policies. If signed by the governor, possessing such marked licenses in Tennessee would become a Class B misdemeanor. The legislation underscores the ongoing political divides over immigration policy within the state. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Nurse practitioner Courtney Waters is our Heart for Healing recipient. A listener writes, "My husband was not feeling good, and nurse practitioner Waters took the time to listen. In fact, she listened intently and took detailed notes. She then sent him for a series of x-rays and scans. That's when they discovered a large mass growing into his esophagus. Although I've since lost him, I'm forever grateful to the Maple Street Medical Clinic and nurse practitioner Courtney Waters. She took the time to listen."
And she receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older. And so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning to you out there. Hope you're driving carefully out there this morning. We are back from spring break, and we're doing our spring break songs, after spring break songs. And we'll hear it again in the next hour as well.
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind, the grindstone. Yeah, that's right. 10 more chatting abbreviations for you, Brian. You are at about 91 or 92%, though, still. I didn't think you'd make it through. What have you missed, maybe three just that you've actually missed? I know I've given you some help, some clues, but I'm giving you those.
Yeah, three, four, five, something like that.
Okay. All right. Makes it like it's real easy to him. T.Y.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, if you get through here, then I'm gonna bow down to you. Y.W.
You're welcome.
Yes. N.P.
My pleasure.
N.P.
Oh, N.P. No problem.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad I helped you out there. PLZ.
Please?
Yes. Wow, man, what are you?
I can visualize it somehow.
You're kind of like, yeah, a savant. Wow. ASAP.
As soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That one always makes me mad.
Why?
I'd rather someone say as soon as possible than ASAP because it's all in caps and it's like you're screaming at you.
Oh, like turn this paper in ASAP. Uh-huh. Yeah. Makes it like they're yelling at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. WYD.
Would you something?
Would you date?
Oh,
no, that's not it. That's not it.
Oh, okay.
What you doing?
What you doing? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's that four. That's five he's missed.
That's not even appropriate grammar.
No. That's why you just threw it out. You didn't care.
Of course, no.
Yeah. HRU.
HRU. Hurry right up?
No. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Okay.
I could have given you a hint there. Didn't. HMU.
HMU. How much? No. You look in disagreement.
Hit me up.
Oh, yeah. I'm not hip.
S-U-P.
Sup.
Yeah. Sup. T-T-Y-T. First word, talk.
T, talk to you later. Talk to you, T-T-Y-T.
Talk to you. Starts with a T.
Yeah, thanks.
Talk to you, not today, but...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. I'm not counting that one. It's like Barney doing the preamble to the Constitution. L-Y-K is the last one.
L-Y-K.
Come on, come out. Come on, win this one.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, the first word starts with an L.
You're so helpful.
Let. The first word is let.
L-Y what?
K.
Let you know.
That's correct. Yay! Where's the applause button? Let's hit some applause for you. That's 43 out of 50 that you got right. That's pretty amazing. And if you're driving around and you're going, I beat that, please let us know.
I'm sure.
WGNSradio.com/Brian is an idiot. No.
You remember that game that we played that had the letters scrambled up and you had to say it?
Yeah, you're good at that.
For some reason, I can hear it and see it. I don't know.
Well, you know what they say about having that gift?
No, what?
That means you have a very high... No.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that here.
No, that's not right. That can't be right. Let's do some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I'm going to mess everybody up today. I'm going to do the local birthdays. No, I'm not. That would have messed you up.
No, you do whatever you want.
No, well, okay. But no, I'll just do it like this. All right.
There's a big local birthday from one of our...
Uh-huh, yeah. Yep, waiting for it. He's waiting for it.
Oh, I bet.
Matthew Perry, born in 1794, not the Friends guy, but the Commodore of the United States Navy, who opened Japan to Western influence and trade. William Booth, born in 1829, English preacher and founder of the Salvation Army. 1915, Harry Morgan, American actor. He was in December Bride, MASH, and Dragnet. In 1921, Sheb Woolley was born, American vocalist. He was also an actor in Rawhide.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people
eater. See, I didn't know he was in Rawhide.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had this hit song.
And he played the athletic, head principal in Hoosiers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. John Madden, born in 1936. He passed away in 2021. Steven Seagal, 1951, American actor, born in Detroit, Michigan. Mandy Moore, 1984, American singer, played in This Is Us. Sorry, Mandy, I don't have time to wait for you to come in on this song. Okay. Just keep playing it. 1992, Daisy Ridley, English actress and born in London. Just keep Mandy playing there. Yeah. Our local birthdays today, Cindy Jones, Ryan Bartlett, Dorothy Williams, Tom Tindall, Chuck Bloor, and Emmett Rigsby is 13 years old today from Papa Darrell. So happy birthday to all our local birthdays.
Now, that's his grandson?
That's his grandson, yeah. I know he looks young. Darrell looks young. But
it could have been his son.
He's really old.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's old. He's old.
Those are your birthdays. Call or text in for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
6:55 is time to take our final look at the weather this morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at the chance for showers and thunderstorms before noon under partly sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. West-southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, the chance for showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 46 degrees. West-northwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. RCEarthDay.com for more info.
Good morning. Police on the scene of an accident over here on South Douglas Avenue at 8th Avenue in Belmont. It was tying up traffic there a few minutes ago. It's trying to pick up a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes coming through Kingston Springs on I-40 eastbound. All that traffic coming in from Dixon County this time of the morning down through the Mount Juliet area out of Wilson County towards Hermitage. Westbound I-40 there has picked up quite a bit in the last 10, 15 minutes. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter if it's for a small car, a big truck, truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you.
You knew this was bound to happen, so why not start it with a creepy AI doll?
I thought we were having a conversation.
Sure, let's explain. The sci-fi horror hit Megan is getting a re-release before the sequel, Megan 2.0, for one day on April 30th. And you'll be able to interact with her on your phone during the movie.
You should probably run.
Right, it's called Movie Mate. It'll have exclusive content, trivia, behind-the-scenes stuff, more mayhem than Chicken Jockey. At a Minecraft movie, I tell you. Speaking of, the soundtrack to the Minecraft game getting added to the National Recording Registry for its historical and cultural significance, along with Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf. You get a fast car.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. I guess you're glad that the abbreviation game is over.
It was a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. But you, 93%. I mean, that can't get much better than that.
I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, be happy. Jill Mason is today's good neighbor of the day for being a great boss and being supportive of her staff. Kind of like you, Brian. Jill is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Sarcasm noted.
Oh.
If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, a couple of easy ways. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That'll take you to the web form. And it'll ask you all the right questions. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. You can get it to us in the mail, too, or even call Melissa. She's got nothing better to do after lunch.
Oh.
615-893-1450. Yep, I'm in trouble for that one.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarlane. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Melissa, I need to talk to you for a minute. I'll be right there. 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tariff whiplash.
A 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate.
Freed in Russia.
A ballerina who donated to a Ukraine charity.
Kentucky River flooding.
It's a pretty significant disaster.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, financial markets soared when President Trump announced a sudden about-face on global tariffs, but they're poised to sell off when they open up again this morning. The whipsaw reaction as uncertainty about the strategy and the future of the economy casts a large shadow. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports all nations got a 90-day reprieve, except for China.
Less than 24 hours after punishing tariffs went into effect for most of the world, here's how President Trump explained why he dialed them back for at least 90 days.
People were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippee, you know, they're getting a little bit yippee, a little bit afraid.
One day earlier, the White House insisted Trump wasn't going to press pause on the tariffs. Now, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it was always part of the plan.
This was his strategy all along.
U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer was being grilled by Democrats on Capitol Hill when the change unfolded.
When were you made aware of that?
Well, I understood the decision was made a few minutes ago.
It looks like your boss just pulled the rug out from under you and paused the tariffs.
At the White House, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick defended the decision.
What changed in the last 24, 48 hours if it wasn't the market?
Remember, people calling and saying, I'd like to talk, but offering the same old, was not going to move the needle. And they started calling, making offers that were the right kind of offers.
Trump stopped short of saying spiraling markets played a role in the reversal, but he acknowledged they are linked to his decision-making.
Yeah, I saw last night where people were getting a little queasy.
The European Union says it will put off its retaliation tariffs for 90 days. China's 84% tariff took effect today. Trump raised the tariff on China to 125%. CBS's Margaret Brennan on what led up to the latest Trump move.
I'm told by investors and economists there were really 3 points of pressure on President Trump. The first is the CEOs of some of the most important corporations in this country publicly said there was uncertainty and the chance of a recession. Second, you saw that panic in the bond market. There was concern that foreign buyers might not want to purchase U.S. treasuries. And third, Republican lawmakers started to indicate the chaos would complicate their ability to get the votes to lock in those tax cuts the president has promised.
House Speaker Mike Johnson put the best face on his decision to cancel a vote on a Republican budget blueprint crucial to the Trump agenda because of a lack of GOP support.
There's a very good, healthy spirit of cooperation and discussion. Everyone is trying to get to the right point that will satisfy every member of this conference. And I encourage that. I'm encouraged by it. And I'm very optimistic that we are going to get this job done.
Washington Post reports an effort by Elon Musk's team to drastically cut Social Security phone service has been abandoned. Overseas, a prisoner release in Russia.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirming that ballet dancer Ksenia Karelina is, quote, on a plane back home to the United States. Russia's security services say the dual U.S.-Russian citizen was freed in an exchange with a dual Russian-German citizen called Arthur Petrov. He was jailed for allegedly exporting sensitive microelectronics to Russia. Karelina was arrested on treason charges in the city of Yekaterinburg in February 2024 after she donated about $50 to a charity aiding Ukraine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Ukraine's President Zelensky claimed today at least 155 Chinese nationals are fighting alongside Russian forces in Ukraine. Two were captured this week. China called the remark irresponsible. Now to Kentucky. Destruction is widespread in homes along the Ohio and Kentucky rivers. Some places could face trouble into next week. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Kate Bylow.
Additional flooding cannot be ruled out. We've got heavy downpours expected with the storms coming through today. Portions of Tennessee and Kentucky all the way down into the deep south as well. And then it's going to head up the eastern seaboard.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
The death toll in the Dominican Republic is now at least 218 in the roof collapse at a nightclub. CBS's Christian Benavides is covering the story in Santo Domingo.
We always keep hope.
Victor Atala is the Minister of Health in the Dominican Republic. His agency is in charge of grief counselors and medical professionals standing by.
The rescue had to be done with extreme caution.
Rescue crews are working in the brutal heat. They've spent hours searching through the rubble of the building, trying to get any survivors that may still be alive.
President Trump moved yesterday to get the Justice Department to revoke the security clearances of first-term Homeland Security official Miles Taylor and former cybersecurity chief Christopher Krebs. It was Krebs who helped determine the 2020 election was secure and fair. And the president signed an executive order lifting water pressure restrictions on shower heads.
I like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair. I have to stand under the shower for 15 minutes till it gets wet. It comes out drip, drip, drip. It's ridiculous.
Trump has blamed low water pressure on federal conservation regulations. A musician's wife faces attempted murder charges after pointing a gun at police officers in L.A.
Police were searching the Eagle Rock neighborhood for suspects from a car chase when they spotted 51-year-old Jillian Lauren Schreiner, wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, in her backyard holding a gun. This neighbor says when officers ordered Schreiner to put the gun down, she refused and pointed the gun at them, so they shot her in the shoulder.
She could have been killed.
Schreiner told police she was trying to defend her home from the suspects. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The biggest event in golf is underway. CBS's Skyler Henry is covering.
A sunny and clear day in Augusta for the 89th playing of the Masters Tournament. 6 months after Hurricane Helene left a trail of devastation throughout the southeast, the course at Augusta was no exception. The mostly cosmetic, hundreds of pine and dogwoods were down, leaving a thinned-out tree line for some holes along the course. Some players say they're looking to take advantage.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew for News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at the chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon under partly sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. West-southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 46 degrees. West-northwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 57 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Despite a couple of rain showers out here in certain areas throughout parts of Middle Tennessee, we're still in pretty good shape right now. 65 trying to build up through Brentwood, Franklin, coming up from the south there through Williamson County into South Nashville. As it gets a little bit heavier, 65 southbound at Trinity Lane, it's increased even more. I-40 leaving Wilson County, especially coming through the Hermitage area, working your way towards Donelson on 40 going westbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's a lot of fun. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, we're in the office today. We're always at the office.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
It does. I'm John, by the way.
John.
I'm the host of the 6 o'clock hour, John Dinkins.
Dinkins, yeah. That's it.
I'm the host of the 6 o'clock hour. If you'd like to tune in, be sure to tune in a little bit early and you really find a fine, fine MC.
Well, they may not
want to
get up too early.
Great host. It's worth time getting up, really.
Is it?
Oh, the guy's fabulous. Yeah. Today in history, learn about that. Birthdays. You got all of that going for you to build up to this anticlimactic moment here.
Anticlimactic?
Well, I didn't mean it ugly.
I think you did.
Well, I mean.
Most popular part of the 6 o'clock hour, something I do, but that's okay.
What do you mean? What is? Oh, you're not taking credit for that, are you?
Your jokes are amazing.
Of course I am.
So, geez. And what's the most popular thing about this hour?
You're looking at him right here.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
You get a few abbreviations right in the first hour, and it just goes to your head.
BRB. Tax day is in 5 days. So, yep, that's
I got one for you. I got
Tuesday.
An abbreviation for you.
I bet you do. Beep. Easter is in 11 days, and today is Throwback Thursday on episode 1633. Wish we could go back and throw back to the first episode of The Wake Up Crew.
I don't know why that didn't. I don't know why. We don't even have that, do we?
No.
And that's sad. And I would have thought you and Dalton here would have been...
Well, initially, we were not going to podcast the show. And then my wife is never up early enough to listen to it. So Dalton thought, well, that's a way she can listen to both of us and whatnot. And she'll like that. And she said, oh, yeah, that'll be nice and cool and whatnot. And then she's never listened to it on the podcast either. So,
what's the earliest date we have of a podcast?
I was just thinking about that. Let me pull it up here. Go to.
I would imagine, let's see, that would have been within the first year, though, wasn't it? I mean.
So, April 1st of 2019 is the first one.
April 21st of 2019.
So, we started in November of 18. So,
yeah,
we missed
about
a few
year.
Months. But those aren't even, the audio's not even there. The audio's not there of our 100th show.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
What's wrong with this place?
Well, how long do you have?
Somebody should have done that.
Well,
that's history.
They're just not showing up when we changed over to this new website.
Oh, okay. Apparently. So again, that's where you're supposed to be like the future and everything looking brighter and doing new things, and it's really just tearing the past.
Trying to look and see what the very first one is. That's
there's no audio on any of them.
Podcast. I mean, I do that every day. Surely to goodness, there's something on
there's
there.
There's never been an audio. That would be bad.
Well,
we don't have time to do that here right now.
Well, not through 2020 at least. That's really interesting to me.
Uh-oh.
Now you've caused me anguish.
How about last week? Do you think it's on there?
Yeah, it's definitely on there. But that's crazy. See if we get in the 50s if something happens. No. All of 2020.
Oh, you'll be on top of that today.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever be able to find it.
You'll be researching that. Wow, I'm kind of depressed now.
Yeah.
Especially after you were the abbreviation champion. I could not have done that near as well as you did it.
You don't think that the...
I'm really tempted to give Dalton a few of them.
Oh, that would... He's kind of hip on that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm giving him the hard ones, not the easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him five or six that he doesn't... that we don't usually use.
Oh, wait a minute. I may be wrong about that. No, there it is. So, April 1st, 2019. The audio is there. Good. I had to just open it up. It didn't show it on the page that I was on.
Oh, let's listen to it.
Well, here's April 1st, 2019. That's the unwanted news.
Well,
Steve Kathan.
I don't want to hear Steve Kathan.
UGNSRadio.com.
Oh, and you're
going to
put the 7 o'clock hour on. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Ron Jordan.
Yeah, I see your plan there.
Well, let's see.
Trying to process. But Daugherty's 26.
I'm sure
this is fascinating to the listeners.
I'm sure it is.
Everybody's having a good Monday. I know it is, you know, getting back to work and all that kind of stuff and school. And
you didn't hear?
No, they canceled school?
Yeah, called off the rest of the week.
Don't say that.
April Fools.
Yeah.
It's April Fool's Day.
Okay, you're still the same old guy you were.
Wonder what open was on
weather,
there.
Which was
Let's see.
Parents. John Dinkins.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Oh, it was
appropriate.
Oh, nice.
Was Dalton on that broadcast?
Yeah.
Went all black.
I don't think he talked Dalton as much as he does now.
But
do
when
you?
I talk,
no, he does
I've got
not.
The country blend.
See,
I've got a little country blend with me. Okay.
Mm.
By gosh.
Amen.
Oh, it's the preacher voice.
He's preaching.
Oh, that's when I hear that like that version of a country accent. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, I do have.
Yeah. Can't shut him up now.
Oh, no. Hey, wasn't that fun, guys? All right.
That's a little throwback.
Tell us what we're going to do. Oh, okay, let's just play that for the throwback.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Let's find the first Thursday throwback that was recorded.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we might do that. Here's our song of the day from Pete Seeger. These are songs, you know, it's back to work after spring break, and this is one for
John
you.
John Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee. And he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me.
So this song is in... It's a traditional American folk song. It's been performed by numerous folks. Harry Belafonte, Woody Guthrie, Johnny Cash, Steve Earle, others... Of course, Pete Seeger, and this song is in the Library of Congress.
Yeah, Paul Dinkins performed it when he was a music teacher in Rutherford County.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
It's got a good little banjo going.
A lot of history going on.
All right, how about a check of sports news for you here real quick?
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
An emotional Luka Doncic put on a show in his return to Dallas.
And now the Lakers are up 105-94. Cannot get complacent, and that guy won't shake in his head. Not tonight, Dallas. I'm a member of the Lakers, and we're going away with a victory.
You just heard all on Lakers television. Doncic ended with 45 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Lakers topped the Mavericks 112-97. James Harden scored 35 points to go along with 10 assists as the Clippers cruised past the Rockets 134-117. Ivica Zubac also recorded his first career triple-double. OKC eliminated the Suns from the playoffs with a 125-112 win led by Jalen Williams, who ended with 33 points. In Major League Baseball, Trey Turner hit the go-ahead homer and the Phillies held on 4-3 against the Braves. The Blue Jays topped the Red Sox 2-1 in 11 innings, and the Dodgers edged the Nationals 6-5.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Middle Point Landfills, Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 722. That's our time. We're headed over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. We always get to talk to someone special on staff there. But today, a special, special treat, as we have Chandra McDaniel, the Community Relations Director, and Melissa Moulet, the Life Enrichment Director, joining us both. This is going to be an entertaining few moments, so stay with us for that. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having us both.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So we've got some nuptials to talk about, Chandra. It is going to be something pretty sweet coming up here in a few weeks.
Yes, we actually have two of our wonderful residents, Bob and Linda, are getting married on April 26th, so not too far away. And they found love here at the Villages, and it's the first wedding at the Villages. We're pretty excited about it.
Our first bridal shower is Friday.
Oh, wow. That's coming up. That's tomorrow for the shower, and it's here, and it's kind of a really cool story. They're actually getting married at the Villages. You're kind of putting together the whole thing here, huh?
We absolutely are. The Murfreesboro Flowers is going to do all the flowers. We're having photography, and everybody here at the Villages is invited. And
Barbara's doing the catering.
It's going to be awesome. So we'll have to maybe talk with the bride and groom after they get back and talk to them about their experience sometime.
That's a good idea.
Be kind of cool to do that. Well, Melissa, I know Easter is coming upon us here. So, you're going to have a big few weeks, not only the wedding on the 26th, but Easter is around the corner. And you always do that upright. The residents get to enjoy a great brunch. But you've got something that is for the public as well, right?
Yes, we're having an Easter egg hunt at 2:00. So if you have any of your little grandkids or your little kids want to come look for Easter eggs, we'll have some surprise Easter eggs that they can find with special gifts in them. We'll have the Easter Bunny will be here, hippity-hoppiting along. Should be a good time.
Always love it when the Easter Bunny's around and prize eggs. So you said 2:00. That's going to be on Good Friday, right? The 18th?
Yep, the 18th.
Okay. Is the Easter brunch on that Friday as well?
Yes.
Okay.
The Easter egg hunt will follow the brunch.
Okay. Well, very good. That'll be a fun time for the residents. And, you know, a lot of times families get to come in, or, you know, they get to go to church and spend time with family on Easter Sunday. But a chance for some of those who maybe don't have close by family to enjoy Easter with their Villages family. So let's see. We need to talk about a birthday, a big birthday for Miss Norma coming up, Chandra.
Oh, we have a wonderful resident, Norma Birdsall, and she is going to be 100 years old on May 1st. And we love her, and we're going to have a big party. We are super excited about it, and she's excited about it.
Yeah.
We had family coming from out of town for it, so she's excited about that.
That's not the first centenarian, I think that's how you say it, you've had at the Villages. I know we've celebrated before with a few folks, so that's pretty cool. That's a milestone for sure.
It is. We're excited.
Well, I've noticed that if there's anything that the Villages does and does big, it's celebrations, holidays. I mean, you've kind of got it down pretty pat there, Melissa.
Yes, we try to do everything. We're looking forward to Cinco de Mayo. We're going to have margaritas.
And people can also check us out on Facebook because I post everything on Facebook between Melissa and I, taking pictures and attending all the functions. It's a good time and everybody can see all the activities that we offer and then they can come by and take a look for themselves.
So you go to Facebook.com and or in the app and it's The Villages Murfreesboro on Facebook. And like Chandra just said, all the photos are there and you've been to Drake's recently, it looks like. And man, is that place not great?
It's so good.
It is very good. We do a lot of eating out, and I have a great crowd that comes, so I'm excited about that. We're doing Metro Diner next Monday, and a lot of our people have never been there, so I think they're going to be excited about that.
You just went to Bell Buckle, which was wonderful.
Went to Bell Buckle Cafe. Got a lot of outings. We're going to go miniature golfing at the end of the month. We're fishing in May. We're going on a nice fishing trip. It's all-day affair.
We're having a golf tournament.
We're having a golf tournament. Yeah, we have a lot going on, Brian.
Wow. Wow. And I think I should I be calling you Myrtle instead of Melissa?
Oh, you saw that.
Yes. Yes. I'm just trying out the waters when I become a resident.
Okay.
It was April Fool's Day.
That was on April's Day. Yes. It was a lot of fun. And they are calling me Myrtle.
Melissa dressed up like
a resident,
a senior citizen, and she fooled some of our residents, and they thought they were coming to me saying, do we have a new person moving in? And I said, we sure do. Her name's Myrtle, and Melissa had rollers in her hair. Pretty cute.
How funny. So, I mean, this is all the fun that they have at the Villages, and, you know, we talk about it each week, and the Villages is so popular, and things are usually, you know, fully occupied there, but Chandra, in our last couple of seconds here, you maybe have the perfect spot for someone.
I actually do. We are really full, but I actually have an Alcove Grande, which is a studio apartment with a full kitchen, brand new carpet. It's in a great location, and we never have those available. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there just for somebody that might want. They don't need a lot of space, and it's perfect for them and a little less expensive, and they still get 3 meals a day and all these fun activities included. So.
Well, you need to give Chandra a call, 615-848-3030. We've been talking to Chandra McDaniel and Melissa Moulet at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture, so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians, fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:30 back here on this Thursday morning. It's April 10th. Welcome into episode 1633 if you're just tuning in.
And our birthdays today is Cindy Jones, Ryan Bartlett, Dorothy Williams, Tom Tindall, Chuck Blore, Emmett Rigsby from Papa Darrell. That's 13th birthday for him.
Wow.
He's an old man now.
And a teenage grandson.
Yeah.
All right, call or text in your birthdays. If you want to add to the list, this is your time. Your deadline to get those in is right now, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Thank you, Mayor, and do be sure to get that census information in. 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at the chance for showers and thunderstorms before noon under partly sunny skies with a high near 74 degrees. West-southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 and gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, the chance for showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 46 degrees. West-northwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. Trying to clean up this wreck out in Antioch, tying up the 2700 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Also, there's a two-car crash, 700 Nashboro there in South Nashville, as it increases with that volume here on 40 westbound, coming through Hermitage in from Wilson County right now as you work your way down 65. A little bit sluggish over here at Trinity Lane. 24 continues to load up westbound. 24 up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to call. That's STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Smyrna is stepping into the future of high-speed internet with United Communications and Middle Tennessee Electric, announcing the availability of 8-gig fiber broadband service. This cutting-edge connectivity, now the fastest home internet in Rutherford County, offers speeds up to 160 times faster than local alternatives and boasts 99.99% network reliability. The service, which builds upon infrastructure investments dating back to 2020, was unveiled at the Smyrna Boys and Girls Club, emphasizing its impact on local education and digital access. Mayor Mary Esther Reed applauded the initiative, encouraging students to embrace opportunities enabled by this technological leap. With residence plans starting at $49.99 per month and no hidden fees, United Communications aims to meet increasing demand for robust digital infrastructure in communities like Smyrna and Murfreesboro. In tandem with digital advancements, Murfreesboro is seeing significant transportation upgrades through TDOT's updated 10-year project plan. Key initiatives include the $61.5 million widening of Old Fort Parkway, expected to start in 2031, and the long-anticipated Cherry Lane interchange at I-840, scheduled for 2026. These projects reflect the city's commitment to easing congestion and supporting regional growth. Local officials, including Mayor Shane McFarland, have played a critical role in funding and prioritizing these improvements. Additional upgrades like the widening of New Salem Highway and new roads near McKnight Park are part of a broader effort to ensure that Murfreesboro and surrounding areas in Rutherford County keep pace with increasing traffic demands and urban development. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 here from News Radio, WGNS, and The Wake Up Crew on a Thursday.
Do you remember these?
On this Throwback Thursday, we take you back to 1985. And in 1985, it was the second inauguration of Ronald Reagan, and that inauguration was held privately. There was no big to-do and parade and all the ball dancing and all that stuff on his second one. This was also the year, John, that Coca-Cola announced it was changing its centuries-old secret formula, New Coke. A smoother, sweeter taste.
It bombed. Yeah.
That's weird that we said that together. But it did. Boy, did it ever. Blockbuster, Quicken Loans, Papa John's Pizza, Penn Station, and Samuel Adams were founded in the year 1985. So a pretty good year for business. Blockbuster, of course, has gone by the wayside. But I had Penn Station recently. It's still as good as it's always been.
Penn Station. Man, I never get over there enough.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Top five television shows, 1985 to 86. Number five, Cheers. Number four, 60 Minutes, which always seems to be in the top five. Murder, She Wrote, CBS, was number three. Family Ties, NBC, number two. And The Cosby Show on NBC was number one. That was when NBC and CBS were really going at each other.
Yeah, but NBC owned Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Let's see. A few grocery prices. Bacon, $1.89 a pound. Always like to look for bread. I don't see bread on this one. Peanut butter was $1.49 for a name brand. Good stuff there. Let's see. Some historical facts. New York became the first state to require that all front seat occupants wear a seatbelt. That was at about the time when seatbelt laws were coming into effect.
I thought it was earlier than that. Okay.
Yeah. A postage stamp was 22 cents. I remember that was a big deal because that was the first increase in a long time during that time. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins to win their second Super Bowl. That's why I was a San Francisco fan. Because we didn't have a local team, so we got, the most popular games, and it was always the San Francisco game.
Fair weather fan. What you were.
Joe Montana. Well, I didn't have a team to cheer for. I was just a young lad. Washington defeated Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. USC beat Ohio State in the Rose Bowl that year. And the Sugar Bowl, Nebraska defeated LSU. A few sports items.
The Sugar Bowl always loves when LSU gets in it, because that's, their school,
yeah,
really.
Bring a big crowd.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's see. The rest of the top five TV shows. Who's the Boss? Miami Vice, Golden Girls, Dynasty, and Dallas were 6 through 10.
Golden Girls in 85. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highest grossing films. Number 10, Spies Like Us. Number 9, Goonies. Witness, number 8. The Jewel of the Nile, number 7. Cocoon, number 6. Out of Africa, number 5. The Color Purple, number 4. Rocky IV, number 3. Rambo, First Blood Part 2, number 2. So Sylvester Stallone had both Rambo and Rocky in the top two of that
year.
Yeah,
Part 2.
And the highest grossing film of 1985, Back to the Future.
Yeah, that was the big year for them.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvester Stallone, they did a last First Blood, didn't they? Like when he's really old?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. The top songs of the year, Careless Whisper by Wham was number 1.
Careless Whisper.
Like a Virgin, Madonna,
like
number 2.
Virgin.
Wake Up Before You Go-Go,
Wake
Wham.
Up Before You Go-Go.
So Wham had two of the top three.
Foreigners, I want to know what love is was number 4.
I want to know what love is.
And I feel for you, Chaka Khan.
Oh, yeah. I feel for you.
Daryl Hall and John Oates had Out of Touch as number 6.
That was all in the Brian Barrett playlist, too.
That was 80s, 85. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears, Nothing for Money, Dire Straits, Madonna Crazy for You. And number 10 was Take on Me. Ha, aha.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's Throwback Thursday.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city, $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community, build roads, maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
About to wrap up our time here for this Thursday morning. It's the 10th day of April, and thanks for being with us. We'll have the podcast up shortly on the Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Hey, the 24th annual Earth Day celebration is coming up. It is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, so the 26th. You'll have that marked on your calendar. 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square, MTE, presenting the Earth Day. Free hot dogs and popcorn, and their electric griddle food truck will be out there serving up the free gourmet grilled cheese. Do you see a theme here? Free. It's a free event on the square, 10 to 2, April 26th. More information at rcearthday.com.
I know you'll be there if it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat lunch for free. Can't go wrong. Jill Mason, good neighbor of the day today for being a great boss and supportive of her staff. Jill Mason is the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Today's good neighbor of the day, send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those in. And we'll pick it up from there. Once you submit, we've got it, and we'll have them as our good neighbor of the day coming soon.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Okay, so today's...
Oh, wait a minute. Should I introduce this as the most popular thing of the 6 o'clock hour? You know, you made a big point of that, letting me know that that's the most popular thing during the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, that's what you get when you downplay the 7 o'clock
that's
hour.
That's my hour. I didn't downplay it. I just said, well, never mind.
I think you did.
I think it's better. Should I say that?
This is from 0797 who submitted this.
Now, I think that's really sad.
Why is that?
Well, now that we gave it a 5, shouldn't we give them credit?
I did.
Well, it's numbers.
Well, I don't know who
it's
it
like,
is.
They're from prison. That's their cell number. I don't know.
I don't know their name.
Okay.
I mean, it just comes across as a number, and I don't want to give out their full phone number on the air.
Okay. So there's no name on the...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm going to text in. 3 weeks ago, I sent my hearing aid in for repair.
Really?
Haven't heard a thing since.
Replay.
That's a good five. It just blends right in really well.
Yeah. Just like quick.
Yep.
You like the quick ones.
I do. I like the quick ones.
Well, it's time to talk about what we've learned on the show today.
Well, I can't believe I spent an hour talking about abbreviations, but we did, just about.
OMG.
OMG, LOL. And we may throw some at Dalton here when he gets back on Monday.
TTYL.
What is that? I can't remember what it was.
Talk to you later.
Oh, talk to you later, yeah. Hey, really? You mean that? And we talked about podcasts, our old podcast. We kind of went back in history and looked up some podcasts and found out we didn't think we had audio, but we do.
Yeah.
And what was it, 2019?
April 1st, 2019.
Wow. That's the first one you did. It's April Fool's. Isn't that appropriate? we spent a lot of time talking about that, actually. You spent a lot of time just looking at your computer trying to figure that out.
Well, I was worried that it wasn't there for some reason.
But yeah,
it was.
You got preoccupied, and I couldn't get you back, so...
I came back around.
And then we did Throwback Thursday, too.
Back to 1985 today.
That was a good year, 85.
I was 10.
Yeah, 85 was a good year. It was before I had you in class.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be a good year.
About 3 years before. Who was it that, that we were talking to? Was that a ball game? I think it was Coach Hawks and Coach Howard on Tuesday. We're talking about... You know, you say something that happened 40 years ago, but it seems like yesterday.
I know.
And 40 years ago was in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the 2000s now